What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Half a tree, crossroads. Two already.
Yo, Star, can't you listen up? Boy, this time of year just busy, so. Can't get taxi because school, you know. John, no, Star, no lamb there, so I wait. I got late, you know.
Where's the half a tree? Crossroads. One already.
Yo, me can't wait no longer, you know. Driver, me got late for school, you know. Me can't chop another chunk, you know.
All right, me, yo, jump in quick.
Thanks, you know, driver.
The Transport Authority is warning route taxi operators who are transporting children in the trunk of motor cars to discontinue this practice immediately or face prosecution. We tell you more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
The Transport Authority says the practice of transporting children in the trunk of motor cars is not just inhumane but illegal. The authority is urging route taxi operators who transport children in the trunks of their vehicles to discontinue this practice immediately or face prosecution.
That inhumane act of carrying our children in the trunks of vehicles, the Transport Authority and the police will not tolerate it. We are hoping and praying that that inhumane activity will discontinue. We can't afford to treat our children that way.
Managing Director of the Transport Authority, Donald Foster. The authority has instructed its operations division to intensify activities to stem this practice, which seriously compromises the safety and comfort of passengers. As part of its zero-tolerance approach, the transport body will also be collaborating with the Jamaica Constabulary Force to implement enforcement strategies to encourage taxi operators to desist from the practice and facilitate safer transportation for children.
The Transport Authority has prioritized the implementation of road operations concentrated on the safety and comfort of our children, our school children. We have heard of accidents that have taken their lives and injured school children. We can't afford that level of carelessness in public transportation system.
Mr. Foster says any operator found to be violating the rights of passengers of a safe and comfortable ride by overloading the vehicles will be prosecuted under Section 28, Subsection 3 of the Road Traffic Regulations, 1938.
The authority will be taking action against renegade operators through the revocation and suspension of road license.
Offenders can also be prosecuted for cruelty to children under Section 91B of the Child Care and Protection Act 2005. It says if an adult having the custody, charge, or care of any child willfully causes the child to be assaulted physically or mentally ill-treated, neglected, abandoned, or exposed in a manner likely to cause that child unnecessary suffering or injury to health, including injury to or loss of sight or hearing or limb or organ of the body or any mental derangement, shall be liable on conviction on indictment in a circuit court to a fine or to imprisonment with hard labor for a term not exceeding 5 years or both. If you are convicted in a resident magistrate's court, you will be liable to a fine not exceeding $1 million or to imprisonment with hard labor for a term not exceeding 3 years or both. We've come to the end of this week's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.